Watches by John McDuff. The love of God. God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. The only real mystery of the Bible, says an old writer, is a mystery of love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. What? And that for a lost and ruined world, the Prince of Life should leave his throne of glory, travel down to a valley of tears, and expire by an ignominious death on a bitter tree? Love unutterable, unspeakable. The reflection of a skeptic of a bygone age may have formed at times the musing of better minds. This is far too great. It is far too good to be true. Infinite majesty, compassionating infinite weakness, the great Son of Heaven, the fountain of uncreated light, undergoing an eclipse of darkness and blood, for the sake of a candle that glimmered in nothingness in comparison with his beams. God so loved the world. Man never can get farther in the solution of the wondrous problem. Eternity itself will form a ladder, the saints climbing step by step its ascending glories. But as the prospect widens, each new altitude will elicit the same confession: the love of Christ which passes knowledge. My soul, seek to enter into the secrets of this love of your adorable Redeemer. Before all time, that love began. We have glimpses of it bursting out from the recesses of a past eternity. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. And when the fullness of the time had come, though foreseen were all his untold sufferings, nothing would deter him from pursuing his anguished path. He set his face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem. Now, as if longing for the hour of victory, he exclaimed, "There is a terrible baptism ahead of me, and I am under a heavy burden until it is accomplished." Think of that love now. The live coals, in the censer of old, form a feeble type of the burning ardor of affection still manifested by our great high priest within the veil in behalf of his own people. There, he bears the name of each indelibly engraved on his breastplate. Loving them at the beginning, he will love them even unto the end. Earthly love may grow cold and changeable. Earthly love may die. Not so the love of this friend of friends. It is strong as death, surviving death. No, as deathless as eternity. Listen to his own exponent of its intensity. "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you." You see in him, says an old writer, an ocean of love without bottom, without bounds, overflowing the banks of heaven, streaming down upon this poor world to wash away the vileness of man. Blessed Jesus, how cold and fitful and transient has been my love to you in comparison of your love to me. Bring me more under its constraining influence. May this be the superscription on all my thoughts and actions, my occupations and my time. I am not my own. Lord, I am yours. How can I love you enough, who have so loved me? My life shall henceforth be one thank offering of praise for your redeeming mercies. Standing this night, on the shores of this illimitable ocean, surveying its length and breadth, every wave murmuring, peace on earth and goodwill to men. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4, verse 8.